The Deptford Histories, Book 2, The Oaken Throne, by Robin Jarvis.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Vespertilio. The City of London sheltered snugly behind its strong, girdling walls. The pale light of the afternoon was already growing dim, and soft lilac shadows were now stealing over the stonework, reaching up to the high towers which rose above the narrow, straw-strewn streets. By the eastern gate, the wardens sealed the entrance and set up watch until the next morning. A tall turret reared up on either side of the gateway. One of them was used as a guardroom and holding jail, but the other had fallen into disrepair and the roof had collapsed long ago. For many years no one had dared climb the crumbling stairway, and the arrow slits which stared out at the great river were blank and empty. Around the abandoned tower the weak rays of the setting sun gently curved, colouring the broken stones, turning them into glowing coals and transforming the clinging mosses into livid flames. And then the sun sank behind the wooded hills and the tower turned cold and dull once more, a bleak ruin robbed of its fiery plumage. When the moon rose in the night sky, its crooked silhouette was stark and severe. The jagged shape of its crown cast ugly shadows across the city, and God-fearing souls would not raise their eyes to look on it. Whispers hissed rumours of ghosts, and there were those who had heard strange noises coming from that place in the dead of night. Yet upon one of the cracked stones of that grim high place, a small figure sat.